Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we're delighted to be with you today.
Today is such a powerful day, isn't it? Because today we want to talk about how to decipher reality from illusion. What is this everyday mysticism? How can we bring this forward, especially in times of such great empowering shift? And you heard me right. It's an empowering shift that we're upon us, even though it may not seem that way. It's a very empowering moment.
Well, it is, because whenever there is crisis, whenever there is chaos, whenever there is turbulence, it instills or motivates us to get ever clearer.
Absolutely. And you know, today we're going to be giving you some really amazing specific steps. We're going to be talking about, hey, are we all going crazy? Is the world going crazy? Also, February is right around the corner. So we want to talk about that energy as well. Now, before we go any further, of course, you are welcome to give us a buzz, jump in. I don't know if the lines are full or not, but if it's your day to speak on air, you will get through. So give us a buzz. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and the lines are busy, it just means that we are full. But remember, as soon as we start saying hi to people, that would be your time to jump in and call and say hello as well. Now, Sri, I think we need to talk about February is coming right up. We're just a couple days away. How fast is this year flying?
Well, it's an amazing that time just doesn't have any sense of reality.
I think that's a whole show, don't you?
We're moving through various phases and trends and tendencies. You know, it's amazing to me that the energies of the time become ever more visible when we look out into the sea of activity of mass consciousness, because you begin to see how these energies are affecting behavior, how they're affecting topics of discussion, etc. And truly, we had talked earlier in this past month about the mask coming off. And the mask coming off meaning you're going to be ever easier to see what people are really about.
Yeah.
The truth won't be as disguised.
Well, you know, all of the masks really came forward, all of them. And what's amazing is that as we head toward February and we're just a couple days away, this is a very abundant week. It's abundant in lots of things. It's abundant in resources, and meaning that there's going to be lots and lots of resources that will come in front of you. And the question is, what are you going to do with them? You might even get a state of what I refer to as whelm, you know, because there's just going to be a lot of that coming forward. And with all of these masks off, and remember that we are now fully clear of that retrograde energy. You know, we were clear of it, but we were in the quote unquote shadow period through right around the 27th. So this is very much a blast off. You know, we were talking about how it was the ready, set, go. We are in blast off, guys. And so as we blast off into February, here's what's so fascinating. It's an energy that may feel conflictual because we're in a blast off energy, and yet the energy of February, the pervasive energy of February, is very much, you ready? It's active stillness. So that can be a seemingly conflictual in a blast off energy experience, because like I mentioned, this week is very much about an abundant flow of lots of things coming available. Lots of things are going to be happening. And as we transition into this active stillness presence of February, there's going to be an enormous shift upon the way everything comes together. Now, this is actually a rich, ripe opportunity. And Sri and I will be releasing our video for February energies this Tuesday. So it'll be January 31st. You can grab it at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. If you're listening to us in the archives, it's probably already posted. Go watch this. Learn more about what we're talking about for February. But the reason we wanted to kind of start today's show with that is, number one, to really help you understand what you might already be feeling or sensing. And number two, we're talking about how to be a mystic. We're talking about how to navigate. And we're talking about, do you feel like you're losing your mind?
Oh, boy.
So much. It's such a big show.
You know, and on one level, what's happening on our planet, what's happening in our little corner of the cosmos, in one sense is simple, and in another sense seems complicated.
Yeah.
And the reason we can vacillate from one understanding to the next is it's really a matter of how much brain is engaged versus how much heart is activated.
You know, I love that. Brain engagement versus heart activation. A very important moment, especially right now when, let's face it, globally, there's a universal cry that's saying, where is the heart? Where is the heart?
When you look at the actions taken by governments and peoples against other peoples, what we're seeing is truly a lack of consideration for other beings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of self-centeredness and fear running around. And one of the things about the heart energy that is so important is that when times begin to get rough in the outer world, it truly is asking us, where is our stability? Is it in our heart, in our orientation toward our trust in the divine, our trust in ourselves as sacred beings, or is our sense of peace dependent upon exterior conditions?
Well, you know, especially as we are arising as a mystical being, a mystical expression, you know, there is so much coming forward that we need to really be discussing this energy of the heart, because oftentimes, especially with this collapsed fourth dimensional frequency, and if you're not familiar with that, we've done a lot of shows about it. We've talked a lot about it. We have a video on it on our YouTube channel. But essentially, guys, just to give you the thumbnail of that, you know, the really quick down and dirty version, remember that we live here in the third dimension, and that around it, imagine if you drew a circle, right? That would be Earth, third dimension, the physical form experience. Then if you drew a really tight circle around that, that's the fourth dimension. And then if you drew a circle around that, you know, concentric circles getting bigger, that would be bringing us out to the fifth dimension. Well, this fourth dimensional energy is very intense, and it has basically become like a shrink-wrapped version of the planet. And thereby, it's adding to the intensity. It also is a very powerful, I'm going to use the word gift because I think it's a gift, because as we ignite our mystical connections, the fourth dimensional energy will always come in and invite the ego to become involved in the experience. And if we allow the ego to become involved in the experience, that's one of the ways that we begin losing our heart, and we can become confused. We can start losing a connection to a direct love channel. And we're using the word love to really express a benevolent energy that is coming forward only for the divine upliftment of all humanity.
Well, that's beautifully said. One of the things it's important to embrace is the evolutionary opportunity that's in front of us is one of a heart-centered intuitive revolution.
Now, ooh, I love that. I love that.
When I say a heart-centered intuitive revolution, what I'm referring to is not just about going to the heart. We know that we need to cultivate compassion. However, our compassion and our heart are often misled or manipulated or misguided without some form of wisdom to balance the growing compassion, the growing trust.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's this intuitive brain that really needs to come online, because the rational brain, the left brain, is awfully good with sorting out numbers and science calculations. However, it doesn't have the street smarts of the cosmos.
Oh, I like that too, Sri.
And the street smarts of the cosmos comes from your intuitive brain. And in fact, as we look at the craziness in the outer world, there was a new phrase that was coined in the United States about alternative facts.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
Well, I just want to suggest that if if that is a compelling argument, then we've lost touch with the heart and the intuitive brain.
Now, but you know, okay, I got to jump in here because here's what's actually revolutionary about alternative facts. It's actually opening up a wedge in many ways, but it also opens up a little bit that says maybe we're opening up to alternative views. Now, guys, the ones that are dealing in alternative facts are certainly not open to alternative views, quite the opposite. However, if we look at the totality of the energy that's opening, and this is why we have some very year-specific, 2017-specific things that you can actually do to harness the abundance of the energies that are being released right now. And I think it's important to pay attention to that.
Absolutely, because the unraveling of the established paradigm, the unraveling of political systems, of economic systems, the unraveling of other structures globally provides a moment both of chaos and turbulence and stimulates fear. All of those things are true.
Yeah.
It also provides an opportunity to develop the clarity of what is real, what is important, and what actions you want to take.
Well, and that's why we're doing this show this week, in this moment, in this timeline, because remember, there is this momentum. We are in blast off, right? We have been putting all these energies together. We've been culminating to this moment, the January energies, everything that happened. We're in blast off, yet the blast off energy is meeting the overall energy of February, which is active stillness. And so that can feel like conflict. And so it can create confusion. Let's just face that. Because when that comes forward, it's inviting us to stand witness to our own process while still being active in it. So it's a very big month. It's also growing in intensity, lots and lots of intensity through that revelation of the masks, the blast off meeting with this active stillness. That just means one thing, intense.
Intense indeed. And being the active witness of your process invites you to start creating your own inner reality in a new way. Because the active witness is saying, I am noticing. I'm simply noticing. And I am cultivating a sense of trust in a subjective reality.
Well, doesn't that bring us to the whole thing, which is we're talking about being a mystic?
Exactly. And that's the point, is we do not require a consensus in order to justify our actions or beliefs.
Right.
What we require is a sense of trust and an intuitive hit that we're on the right track.
You know, guys, right before we went on the air, Sri and I were having a little bit of a disagreement and, playful disagreement about mysticism. And Sri kept saying, well, if you're a mystic, you're just irrational. and we were really, we were bantering about, well, maybe we need to agree to disagree on air. And yet we're not disagreeing. What we're trying to come forward with is that as a mystic, what is a mystic? A mystic is one that is able to go beyond the field of density and trust the information that's coming in. That's how I would describe
it.
Well,
and that's why I was coming forward without using that irrational word, because it can be misunderstood.
Exactly.
Because rationality does not define the cosmos of the mystic, yet rational thought and rational action are certainly part of that world.
And yet, what is rational? I mean, this is where this can get so deep so fast, because and I always go back to ascended sanity versus density sanity.
Well,
both of them are rational in the worlds with which they exist, in their playgrounds.
Well, both of them can find support. And you know, one of the things that I had the honor of doing some years ago, I was teaching medical intuition.
Sri's brilliant.
At the Still Point Institute. And one of the ways that was so opening for people is everyone had a subjective perception, a subjective sense of the spirit body, of the etheric connections, of the energies around another being. And so I could say to you, what is the energy you sense around John or Jane Doe out there? And you would have words and descriptors. Well, when we put a group of 50 students in the room and let them all have their subjective impressions, when we went around the table, they all agreed on what it meant. Not what they saw, not what they felt. That was different by the person, but the meaning of those perceptions had a common correlation when looking at a person's health and well-being and trying to understand.
They became active witnesses.
They became active witnesses, and truth was revealed.
Exactly.
Even though the language was different, the perceptions were different. And this was a remarkable discovery, because truth does not require consensus, yet it does require verification.
Ooh, okay.
And there's a dance there.
There is a dance.
You know, we can believe something and we make it truth, but that's a belief. When there is a verification, when the tree falls in the woods and someone does hear it, well, it was true. And so I don't want to get too abstract here, other than to point out that as a modern mystic, we must find some comfort in our subjective perception of our experience, to be the witness of our experience.
Well, you know, and as Sri and I were going round and round and having a really healthy agreement to disagree on some of this, the one thing that we absolutely share with you with all of our heart and soul is that if you are living a mystical life, then at the core, it means that you are open to the richness of miracles becoming commonplace, and to be able to receive that energy without denial, without dismissing it, without letting it become secondary. It's about the recognition that as we lift, and we're all lifting, right? This is 2017. We are all lifting. We are in this 7-year ascension energy portal. As we are lifting, the energy of your mystical life will continue to sustain you, ignite you, and literally lift you through what may seem like some very intense, chaotic times.
Absolutely. And the ability to hold open the possibility of a miracle. And a miracle is just simply that which doesn't seem probable, giving a linear extrapolation of events. To hold open the possibility of miracles in your life is to say that quantum reality carries more truth than consensus reality.
Well, and this is where you have to start trusting yourself and letting go of the thoughts of, oh my gosh, am I going crazy? What's happening? Why is this going on? Why is that going on? You know, and speaking of that tree, I just want to give a shout out. We are so in the miracle of this incredible, we have been, we're now 2 weeks into our Sacred Science of Rudrashka, the 7 Rays of Crystalline Light program. It has been mind-blowing. I mean, I have to just say it has been mind-blowing. We've got hundreds of people joining us in this program right now, and it has been so revelatory. So much is happening, so many beautiful gifts that we have already made it available as a home study. So if you have not been joining us on this journey, go to selfascension.com. You have to actually scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see it in the footer there. Learn more about the sacred science of Rudrashka and the 7 Rays of Crystalline Light. Bring this ascended presence into your life. It's really making a difference. And we're just witnessing mystical miracle after miracle, and expansion and understanding and support. Because remember, guys, it's intense times. Support is important.
Well, I think it's a great time to say the mystery school is open.
Oh, yeah.
And to bring our love and our attention to that aspect of our being versus the turbulence of the outer.
Well, you know, and our way of going into active stillness in February is that with the culmination of the live program that will be culminating next Saturday, Sri and I are taking February to put the finishing touches on our long-awaited next book and the release of The Art of Ascended Living. And we're very excited to be bringing that forward for all of us, for all of humanity. And, you know, Sri, speaking about being excited to bring things forward, our lines have been full for a while now. Why don't we say hi to some of these beautiful people?
Absolutely. We're going to head to the phone lines. We'll go to line one and say hello to Michelle from Pennsylvania.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hello. How are you?
We are great.
Good. I'm doing good as well. It's been a crazy week of crazy energy, as I'm sure a lot of people have experienced. But I just started my spiritual journey about a few months ago. And mostly I wanted to hear from you guys, really. And I just kind of want to know if the things that I feel, the things that I see that are going to happen this year are going to happen.
My intuition
still strong, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, first and foremost, I want to honor you for calling through. And I really enjoy that you're a first-time caller online one, and you're the first person we're speaking to today. I love all this one energy that's around you right now. And what's beautiful is that it's around you in a Trinity form. It's like a one, one, and a one. And the reason I'm opening up with that is that you have ignited the immortal presence of your divine soul. And when we ignite that, when we say yes to that, we become aware of deeper messages. And in your case, you've got this very powerful group of light beings around you that is offering you insights. And one of the things that they're wanting you to hear is that they're saying, this is a year of great learning for you, and that as you watch the fluidity of timelines and the way things come together, by the end of this year, you will have a much greater understanding of everything that you are being told and the way that it will unfold. That yes, some of these things are going to come forward. However, not all of them are coming forward the way that you're being or the way that you're intuiting right now. And that's not that you're intuiting things correctly. It's just that it's more of a it's more like a master's course in spiritual discernment. So keep a strong journal. Also, be careful about who you share things with. Be careful with the way that you share. You know, give yourself the gift of really receiving and mastering your presence, because you've got a lot of life to go and a lot of gifts to give. And I'm really honored to meet you, and I'm so glad you called in, Angel.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you too, honey. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, beautiful indeed. You know, it's so important that each of us brings greater trust to our inner unfoldment. And
Yes. That's
the irrationality of the mystic. We're all having a wake-up call at this time on the planet.
Yes.
And the question is, do we hit the snooze button, roll over, and continue to live unconsciously, or do we follow the call and remember that awakening is a process?
Well, and what's so powerful right now is that as we have been igniting, as your mysticism, as the way that you give yourself the blessing of living a mystical life comes forward, we're being supported in ways that are, quite frankly, miraculous and mystifying. You know, there's just so much going on. And remember, angels, that this is part of the energy, that there's this confusionary conflict energy, which is right behind the active stillness principle of February. And so this is a great month to really trust the inner guidance and to be really lovingly patient and appreciative of your divine mystical connection. You are not crazy and you are not alone. In the second half of the show, we're even going to give you some steps to work through that.
All right. Well, we're going to head over there and say hi to more folks. Let's go to line 3 and say hi to Tom from Seattle.
Another first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
I've been going through my awakening process for over 20 years now, and I've been doing a lot of purging, and because of that, I've only been able to work part-time survival jobs. I'm at a point now where I really want to work more, do more with my career. I used to do psychic readings years ago, and I really want to do the psychic readings and other kinds of work to help support other people in their awakening process and, you know, other people who are going through ascension. But I'm going through some very intense purging right now. And I just wanted, do you see me being able to work more and do more with helping other people awake with their awakening process in the near future in 2017?
Well, Tom, you are such a beautiful gift to the planet. First and foremost, I just love you. I am so glad you called. I just want to share with you that Let me just first, two messages came in the minute you started speaking. The first one that came in from a very powerful master that you work with a lot. And this master said, it is time for you to claim the confident being that you are and to present yourself with that confidence as you move forward through and become you. Now, the second message that came in was, you're purging a lot. And I'm also looking at your physical body, and your physical body is needing extreme comfort. And as you give your body extreme comfort on every level, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, every level, that will be like the blanket or the foundation for you to be able to do this. Can you do it? Absolutely. Will you do it? Most likely. The time for you, that, in other words, when this all really gets very rich and yummy for you in 2017, they're telling me May, end of May. And that between now and then, you can actually be doing this without being as full-time present as I see that you could be in the future. But the key is to really claim that confidence, love your body, love your nature, and ignite that divine connection, because you got a lot to give. And I'm really grateful that you're ready and that you want to go back out there again, Tom. We need you. So thank you for calling, Angel.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we appreciate you. Namaste.
Well, many blessings indeed. You know, one of the paradoxes of awakening to our authenticity, which is the inner truth of who we are behind or before the personality, before all the conditioning, before all the compromises, coping, and contracts, is that we discover that our birth has a component of destiny to it, that there are certain things that are just realistically probable for us and certain things that are improbable or uphill. And it's important as we relax into that enlightened state of being that we begin to see who we really are, that we begin to trust who we really are and stop trying to force it. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to make it different. You know, one of the great psychologists on the planet some years ago was Carl Jung. And Carl Jung talked a lot about the male and female energies. And he was very much a holistic psychoanalyst. And there's a quote that we have in our news blast for this particular radio show. And it goes like this. Enlightenment is not imagining figures of light, but making the darkness conscious. Now, that's a beautiful quotation because it'll take you deep as you just dwell with it. Because enlightenment is not magic. Enlightenment is not an imaginary game. Enlightenment truly is making the invisible visible and being at peace with all creation. And so there's some depth there. There's a couple other possible meanings of Carl Jung's quotation that I'll let you play with on your own.
Well, and it's important to play with that because as we ignite, I love making the darkness conscious, because isn't that in one aspect what's happening on our planet right now? And in just one of the many ways that you can interpret that quote. And as we ignite our mystical nature, as we trust our mystical nature, as we claim ourselves as the presence of the unified stream of love of the divine, then we step forward as a spiritual warrior. And you know, so many people misunderstand that word warrior. Just the other day, I was reading a beautiful quote from Archangel Zadkiel, where Zadkiel was talking about how the word warrior is so often misunderstood, especially among people of consciousness. And what Zadkiel said, and I just want to read this because I think it's really, really powerful. And here's what he said. He said that the reason the archangelic realm uses the word spiritual warrior is because they say this phrase, this word, is because it is the only word in your vocabulary that can fully explain one who has a commitment to the journey. For a warrior must continue. If a warrior hesitates or stops or turns and runs, then the warrior cannot continue. And when a warrior says, I cannot continue, then the energy for which the warrior has committed loses momentum and the ability to be. And that is a really powerful blessing, because we are at a powerful moment right now where, as warriors of light, we are unifying, we are uniting, and we are seeing how all this unified energy of what? Of commitment to the energy, of commitment to the journey, is igniting greater beingness. And this is why, as a mystic, as one who is living a mystical life, as one who has said yes to miracles being your natural state, that your commitment to be a warrior of that energy is a rich and beautiful, loving gift. And we have a lot of other things to share about that energy. We have a lot of steps to offer you on that, and how you can actually take advantage of the energy of this moment right now in 2017 to break free and be more abundant through your true nature of your mystical heart. And we're going to be back with the rest of our callers. We've got some other people that have been emailing. So much more show to go. So stay with us. We're going to be back right after the break.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
We are truly delighted to welcome you back and to join the conversation, because we're exploring mysticism, we're exploring how to live in the energies of these times, and we're chatting with you, our beloved listeners. You know, each and every one of us is on a sacred journey, and your journey is as individual as you are. We all have commonalities. There are common spiritual themes, common truths that we're each working with in our own unique way. And what's fascinating is that while we are putting the puzzle pieces back together of the deeper reality, while we are learning to love ourselves fully, while we are making peace with our shadow selves, as we transit through that process of awakening, of loving ourselves awake, as we transit through that, everything gets simpler. Our lives become simpler. Our commonalities with others become more apparent. And all of those complications that were so seemingly so distracting or so unique in the earlier years just aren't there anymore. And there is a process of becoming ever more filled with grace that corresponds to being at peace with our lives. So how do we get there? Well, it's one breath at a time. It's one day at a time. It's loving ourselves into wholeness. And so, beloveds, as we talk about mysticism, as we talk about rationality and irrationality, know that it's all part and parcel of the way in which we make friends with the cosmos. So as we move forward, what I'd like to do is remind you that one of the ways we're going to walk through this coming year of 2017 is to cultivate an ability to find peace with ourselves, to find a state of beingness that does not depend upon outer circumstances for peacefulness. To be able to be at peace with ourselves is truly that anchor point for carrying us through the turbulence. Now, one of the best ways to get there is to lift into a state of loving self-acceptance. And sometimes that takes some work. Sometimes that takes some healing. However, as we begin to cultivate that inner peace through meditation, through prayer, through writing, through yoga, through whatever practices.
Mantra of self-ascension.
I'm getting to that one.
All right.
is that sense of inner peace becomes filled with our intuitive reflections, and that's how we are guided through the next step.
Well, you know, Sri, I want to jump in because we've got, you know, so many people have written us. And remember that you can write us at guest@shrinkcareradio.com. And as we are talking about this today, and as we are talking about living our mystical life, trusting our guidance, we've had a lot of emails come in recently about just that. And here's one I want to introduce right now. And the subject line is simply transmuting dark forces. And there's a lot of people that are asking about this. And here's, it comes in from a beautiful listener named Nicole. And she says, I was hoping to get a clairvoyant reading from Sri and Kara about an opportunity I have recently received. My guidance recently requested me to help transmute many of the darker forces of the world. I immediately started crying, fearing the negative possibilities this could bring about. I quickly was able to snap out of this thought process and go into a moment of trust. I reminded myself that I was already tested for this and succeeded with no issues. This is a huge opportunity for me and my spiritual growth, as well as helping humanity. Thank you for all that you guys do. May I please get a mini soul reading? Well, Nicole, this is a powerful gift and a powerful moment of mystical discernment. When we get this type of information given to us, when we begin trusting our guidance, and you mentioned that the first thing that happened was that you started crying, right? Well, you know, we've been receiving a lot of emails from people either transmuting dark forces or being able to do other types of work as far as assisting with, let's just use the words, energetic cleanup on the planet right now. And the one thing that I want to share with you is that when we respond to our intuition, one of the first things that we must always keep at the foremost of our mystical initiation area is this of the highest? Is this of the highest? Does this allow or open up the opportunity for you to be of service to the highest? And that means to yourself and others. Does it leave you with a sense of feeling whole? And really, you answered your own question because you said, I reminded myself I was already tested and I succeeded. And so, Angel, in your case, this was about walking through doubt and accepting your life as a mystical journey. When we walk through doubt and accept our lives as a mystical journey, what we resolve within is eventually that dark forces emit where light exists, and that to transmute them is very much back to that Jung quote that we were talking about earlier that had some other ways of understanding or interpreting that, right? And very much about our opportunity to break free and be in a greater sense of understanding. You know, as Jung said so quickly about making darkness conscious.
To make darkness conscious is one way of saying to bring light to the darkness. The other implication of making darkness conscious is to say, help it to be aware of itself. And now there's levels to this. When we reflect light into areas that are dark, are we transmuting the darkness or are we helping the darkness transmute itself?
Well, and so Angel, go with what's making you feel good. And when you came to your own resolution, you really got your own answer. And that is the celebration here. Trust your guidance. Just trust it. Keeping that love quotient up top. You know, Sri, it brings me to another person that wrote in, a beautiful girl by the name of Alicia. And she's so precious. She says, I would love to be a first-time caller, but I am so highly emotional, I shy away from making that call. We love you, Angel. And here's one of the questions she has. She said, My question relates to the lost books of the Essene. Sometimes I find myself reading a page over and over and not quite grasping the message. Some of the content seems slow to process and I don't completely understand it. Is this something that my soul only fully understands and not my consciousness? I find so many ahas, but is it my ego that isn't fully allowing my understanding? Are the messages more understood on a subconscious levels? I feel others may be feeling as confused as I am, and I was hoping you would address this on one of your shows. And then she's also asking about chemtrails as well. And Angel, beloved Alicia, and you told me you're writing here that you're also taking our current program. Yay! So you're already getting a lot of good information there. First and foremost, my love, you have an incredible intuitive filter that's being honed. When we connect, and the Lost Books of the Essene, for those of you that may not be aware, is a very powerful series of transmissions that came in through Sri and I. You can find them at selfascension.com under free lessons. We have them free installments on there. The Lost Books of the Essene are powerful messages that came in that, yes, you are receiving them at every level of your being. The more that you read them and the more that you relax and trust yourself, the finer and the faster you will have this information integrate and feel more comfortable for you. Now, I want to flip also to the chemtrails. You know, you asked some very specific questions about the chemtrails, and the only thing, and the reason I'm bringing it up right now is, this is another one of those energies that you can transmute. It's an opportunity to determine where will you focus? What will you gaze at? How are you breathing? What are you breathing? And so the greatest gift I could offer to you in this moment that's coming directly from your guides is they're saying, let go of the question of the interference and receive the support. And as you amplify the mystical support that you have called into your life, the interference energy will release. And so that's what I need to offer to you today, Alicia, and thank you for writing in.
Well, that's beautiful. Let's take a deep breath and bring ourselves into a state of understanding that ultimately it comes back to our own heart and our own intuitive filters to know how to proceed.
Absolutely.
That we seek advice, we seek reflections, we seek a sacred mirror, but it does get down to what will you do with that?
So a 2017 specific that we'd like to offer you is number one, it's time, and the opportunity is here for you to find peace as your state of being independent of the outer circumstances. And this is why Alicia's email was so important in this moment. Now, how do you do that? How do you find peace as a state of being?
Well, finding peace involves trusting your inner being. And that is a process of getting to that heart, getting to that intuitive aspect of your reality. Each person will find a sense of peace, find a sense of inner cosmos as they do spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a wide variety of spiritual practices out there that'll help cultivate that for you. One of the corollary steps is to understand that your perception is oftentimes subjected to your egoic filter through which you get meaning. So what I'm saying is that as you become attentive to the events, to the feelings, to the perceptions, you're going to notice that you'll start making new meaning out of them, that the old way of understanding your perceptions will shift, and that this is part of the evolutionary process. So your egoic mind wants it all to stay the same. Your spiritual truth says we are growing in our discernment. We're growing in our capacity to see beyond the illusion.
And why is this 27 specific? Because there's so much illusion being brought forward. And especially right now, remember, we're in this moment of blast off, meeting with this other energy. And so there's going to be this perception of conflict, which could cause great confusion. If you gift yourself with finding peace as your state of being, independent of this, you will ignite greater mystical power. Now, we've got a few other things to share with you, but we have so many people holding. Sri, why don't we say hi to a few more?
Hello.
Hi, is this Christine?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Hey, okay. I'm listening I'm listening on a computer too. So you were on another caller on the computer, and I'm online now on the phone. So sorry, first time.
No worries.
Hi. Wow, I'm so happy to be on here. I have I really need some guidance right now, actually. So I wrote down a question for you guys. It's a little bit long. It's a few sentences, but just bear with me. I've been in this relationship with a man named Shane for 5 years, and I really just need some guidance as what to do right now because I've been struggling with this for too long.
Yeah. All right, Christine, there's nothing else you need to ask. I see it. I hear it all. So I want you to bring your hand to your heart, and I just want you to, first of all, breathe and relax and trust that you got through today. All right? You got through, and we are connecting because you're ready. Christine, it's time for you to trust yourself and to be recognize that you are never going to be alone and that you are whole and complete as you are. I see a lot of things that I really don't want to say on the air. So let me just say it to you in a way that I know your heart will hear. You are a strong, beautiful woman who has an opportunity right now to shift her life forever. You've got to walk through the fear and do what you know you need to do right now. Just do it. Do not worry about it. The universe has you, and it's time for you to move on. It's just time. And Angel,
move on from him.
You move on from this experience. There's a situation between the two of you that is no longer serving your higher self. It's a loop that is just continuing. And it's time to say, I'm no longer ready to participate in this loop. And the minute you get really strong in that, everything will unwind and to trust that process. And so I'm really grateful that you got through. You have what it takes to do this and to move forward. And you must trust your guidance. Your guidance has been really clear. You already know the action steps. It's time now to say yes to the universe and take them. And so I'm grateful we got through today, honey. Many blessings.
I'm just a little confused as to whether he's on the ascension path or am I just in this illusion, you know, that he's on it. And
it's about you trusting your guidance. That's why this is in front of you. You already if I was to say something else to you, then I would be interfering with you and I'm not going to do that. And so it's about you. You already have this answer. Your angels are saying, we've got you. You know this, and it's time to end this loop. And so if you're confused, it's only because you're doubting what you know is true. And so I invite you to sit down, give yourself the gift of deep communion with you, ask specifically and say, and you know, show me this, and it will literally be so self-evident. And this is happening right now. This isn't your future. I mean, this is happening right now. And so I really invite you to take this step and claim your empowerment because it is your time.
Okay, thank you. And is there a way that I can hear this answer again or reach out to you guys at another time, get in contact with you?
Absolutely. You can hear this answer again by listening to the show. It'll be posted at shriandcureradio.com by tomorrow morning, just right there on the homepage. You can also grab our page at BBS. So for sure, you can always send us an email, and we are right here, Angel. You're doing it.
Okay.
You're doing it. All right. Yeah. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste.
And I'll tell you what, whenever we're confused, whenever our mind is going, the very number one thing to do is take that deep breath, that beautiful breath inward, and activate your heart center. Breathe in and out a few times so that the peace that is within you can become the state that is around you.
Oh, well, you know, speaking of that peace and that beauty, why don't we go to line two and say hi to beautiful Lady Nada in Mount Shasta, California.
To be with all of you, Sri and Care, you are our beloved facilitators, and you bring and coalesce a mighty powerful group every Sunday. I know Monday through Saturday you're busy too, but Sundays we really, I personally look forward to joining in the group, and it's awesome. I didn't want to call this morning. I really was reluctant, but Zadkiel, and Metatron and Saint Germain, pushed me to do the call-in. So here I'm in here, and I imagine that they just wanted to remind everybody how much they are loved, which is probably the biggest thing we all want to hear this Sunday, is how much we're loved and how much we love each other. And any insights into my personal track is greatly appreciated. But otherwise, I send just big, big love to the group. And don't forget, we're all in this together. And when one of us succeeds, we all succeed. And if somebody's slipping, we're all here to help each other up. And I think of you every day, this group that's connected to the now and to Sri and Kira's work, and whoever vibrates to the beauty of our lessons and things here together. I just really am stoked for the whole thing, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, beloved angel, I just want you, I know that you already feel, sense, and experience the tears flowing down my face. Because first and foremost, you were here to say hi to me this week. I personally needed to have this connection with you. And so I just want to thank you for giving me that gift at a moment where my energy field really was bowing down before yours. And so first and foremost, thank you. Truly, thank you. And the message for you, it's so amazing. It's just this beautiful message from these gorgeous beloved ones who you've already made, you've already named, and they said, your radiance is ready to shine again in a way it has not been seen before. Continue your work, expand your horizons, and come fly with us more, for the next step has already begun. And so it is, our beloved angel. We are so grateful that you are here with us. Feel how much we love you. Namaste.
Namaste. Wahoo! And may that be applicable to everybody connected. And Kira, they got me through to give you some special, special kisses and love. We like you so much. They like you so much. And Sri, you're the bomb, baby. And thanks
again. Big hug.
Big hugs. We love you. Namaste, beloved one. Many, many blessings.
Well, so beloved listeners, we had talked about some of those steps to carry you through this year, and I wanted to offer a couple more to put a bookends on the sharing.
Woohoo! Let's do it.
So we talked about cultivating that sense of peace, that inner state of being that's independent of outer circumstances. We talked about finding new meaning in your perceptions, that is, looking deeper, being active in your perceptions. The next step we've talked about many times in many ways, and here's when it's best to apply it. Once you've taken and you have cultivated some peace using your breath, using spiritual practices, use the mantra of self-ascension.
Often, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me.
In that state of quiet receptivity, you will receive guidance. And that brings us to the next step. Listen to the guidance.
Yes, trust. You know, I just want to share really quickly, guys. Trust your guidance. And we were given, you know, Archangel Uriel many years ago gave us a wonderful acronym for the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, and it was truth, revealed, understanding, spiritual tenacity. Truth, revealed, understanding, spiritual tenacity. Commitment as a spiritual warrior ignites your spiritual tenacity. It brings forward the truth and the revelation and greater wisdom. That's the truth of trusting.
And trust is indeed the anchor point of your conscious existence. You know, there are those that say have faith, but what they're really saying is help me have faith.
And have trust, exactly. Beloved angels, you are a mystic on a beautiful journey. You are here right now because you are ignited. Your presence matters on this planet. You are ready to step forward abundantly and with greater clarity than you ever have before. Together, we are all meeting this energy and moving forward. We love you. We trust you. We believe in you.
And so, beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you take a deep breath and may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.